Our joys and concerns this morning. Jay and June Sterling ask that you remember in your prayers their son-in-law, Dan Bursett, who leaves for Iraq on Monday, and also for their daughter, Jenny, and their five children, ages 18 to 5 months. Also remember in your prayers, Johnny Jones, who the Joneses have recently been attending our church. He was taken to Research Hospital. Also, please remember Vicki Schroeder. She's in Bothwell Hospital, hopes to come home today. She has cellulitis, so please continue to remember her in your prayers and the family. I remind you to take with you as you leave today this blue insert in your bulletin. There's so many names mentioned on there, so many that are in need of our prayers and our concerns. I ask that you remember each one and keep them in your thoughts this week. At this time, if you please take your blue hymn book and turn to page 881. We are going to pray together the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Thank you, Deanna. If you would turn with me in your Bible today to Genesis. Genesis. Now, for those who may not be too familiar with the Bible, where is Genesis in the Bible? Old or New Testament? Old Testament. Yeah, matter of fact, it is the very first book in the Bible. It actually stands for First Things. So, Genesis chapter 2. Genesis chapter 2. Whether it's your Bible or the Pew Bible, I invite you to take that and once you find it and close it on your finger. And if you'd stand with me, raise that Bible above your head and let's say our Bible pledge like we mean it this morning. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess that my mind is alert and my heart is receptive. I will never be the same. I am about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, if you would remain standing with me and turn to Genesis 2, we'll read verse 18 and then 21 through 25. Then the Lord God said, "It is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him a helper as his partner." So the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon the man, and he slept. Then he took one of the ribs, closed it up with flesh, and the rib that the Lord God had made from the man he made into a woman, and brought her to the man. Then the man said, "This at last is bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. This one shall be called woman, for out of man this one was taken. Therefore a man leaves his father and mother and clings to his wife, and they become one flesh. And the man and his wife were both naked, and they were not ashamed." Here ends the reading of God's holy word. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. So where do we begin this journey? I thought maybe the best place for us to begin this journey was in the beginning, right? So I thought that was a good place. The creation story, maybe a little following the creation story is where we needed to start this journey of what the Bible says about love, marriage, and sex, and how we're different, men and women, how we relate. What is marriage about? I just thought it would be a good place to start is at the beginning. So let's begin this morning.